Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with me than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I'm so grateful and so prayerful that you are ever more inspired to go deeper, to reach higher, to stand on behalf of all of life itself in our now moment, because our now moment is a divinely orchestrated moment for the exaltation of the Creator's will as that which is destiny, and to realize that there is a real eye, one eye, the actual eye that sees through every eye as the intelligence of existence that we refer to as God. I am always exalting it, always reminding us that we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal points of its absolute and supreme intelligence, and that these bodies are our divinely designed spacesuits for this cosmic journeying through eternity on this biospheric intergalactic spaceship called Earth. And to be in a place in space where we are in a consistent, daily, awesome wonderment of the intelligence of existence and how absolutely freaking amazing and phenomenal it is to exist in these bodies as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, to have come through lineages of greatness and to be in a place in space where we have been commissioned by purpose in being on the planet to ensure the perpetuation of our lineages, to be in a place in space where we're no nonsense, no compromise, no foolishness about walking in the integrity of the awesomeness of the divinity, the sanctity and the sacredness of what life is as the personification of God, Goddess unfolding in our evolutionary progression of immortal souls upon the planet that is host and hostess for embryonic gods and goddesses. We're in a now moment that requires us to really go deeper in terms of what is the requisite for our being able to respond to the efforts and the agendas of those who have been in the progression of error in thinking that they were given domination over the planet as the will of God. Not dominion over themselves, but to have dominion over everything and everybody as if that's the will of God. And I'm saying that is not the will of existence, because no intelligence thrives in captivity. No intelligence cares to be in captivity. The nature of all intelligence is that it rejoices in its opportunity to be free, whether it's the fish swimming, the dolphins, the whales, whatever, the birds flying, the eagles soaring. And we, as these points of the presence of the absolute, are here now to shake off the shackles of enslavement and the remnants of that, to come to a point and place where we are exerting a full effort and exalting our will, our intent, our desire to be held in the reality of who and whose we are, to know that that's destiny now, that we have no choice but to choose life abundantly, to choose life as your gift, and to realize that you already have it and you've chosen because you're present. And we've got billions of people who are present on the planet in this now moment, and we are immersed in the divinity of it all. But everybody needs to be reminded of their gifts, and we need to be supported in cultivating our inherent gifts, talents, skills, abilities, and unleashing our greatness upon the world. We are in the midst of such divinity that gives us the opportunity to have a global communication through the technologies, but the basis of it is still the minerals and the wealth of the planet, particularly Africa. And so we care in this now moment to exalt a full life's urge to come to that place in space of personal power where we do nothing to undermine ourselves, and in the realization of understanding and understanding that we have been fed like kids and each generation has been assaulted with more chemicals and more behavior modifying substances and more of that which has robbed them of the wealth of themselves and the opportunity to really grow and unfold consciously by virtue of the systems of care that should be church and school and culture and society to shape these ones to really be the evidence of the glory of God personified through each and every lineage. We're having the opportunity to rewrite the script here, to flip it, to come to a point and place where we stand up on behalf of life, that we realize that as perfectly and divinely designed bodies, there is that which is actually fuel for us. And as a result of seeing and experiencing the amount of sickness, illness, disease, despair, depression, violation, autism, Alzheimer's, AIDS, from A to Z, we are inundated in a society that is sick, and we do not have to continue to participate and facilitate it within ourselves, because now we are being called to remember. We're being called to care. We're being called to cleanse. We're being called to recognize that your mind is your direct connect to the absolute and divinity of existence itself. Your heart is the altar of this body, which is the temple of where we come to that place and space where we are able to really hear the voice of God, to understand the will of that which is God, to come to a point and place where we become the hands of God, that we are the minds of God, and that there is nothing that can oppress and suppress us as we are activating all of our gifts of imaging and seeing and accepting duty, obligation and responsibility to care, to do that which is ours, because we cannot continue to do what we've seen done when it has been completely insufficient for literally freeing us to the degree to which it becomes second, first, third nature to be in our right alignment with the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of ourselves. To have been taught that our nature is sinful, to have been taught that to be human is to be fallible. We're having to really realign ourselves to realize that we are immersed in nothing but the sanctity, the sacredness, and the divinity of existence. And there is nothing naturally evil or wicked or sinful or violating in existence. That which we see as evil, that which we see as distortion and dysfunction, has been as a result of the toxification of the blood, as the spirit is charged upon the blood, and everybody is a spirit that is charged upon blood. There are no ones that exist without blood. There are no ones who exist without breath. There are no ones who exist that have not been perfectly and divinely designed. And we're having to realize that we as a global family, we as a global humanity, are not to be beholding to those who have been oppressive, to those who do not have the well-being of the whole of us at heart, that we're having to realize that our alignment with the will of existence, our empowerment by virtue of our coming to this place and space within ourselves, where we are literally clearing of the lies and the belief systems that we've been taught that do not support our empowerment in understanding the oneness of existence itself, does not support us in understanding the dynamic of what it is to be human. What is our capacity? What is our purpose? You understand, we were not to be religiously indoctrinated and miseducated for the purpose of becoming cogs in a wheel of capitalization just to work jobs and make money. That's not purpose in existence. And to be upon the planet without an orientation as to there being purpose in being puts us in a place where we are really not making the mark that ensures our progressive alignment with our destiny. And because we've been fed like kids, because our bodies are filled with so much sludge, because there is a plan for the progression and the exaltation and the restoration and the reconciliation of us as a global humanity, that we have to come to this place where we care to participate fully with it. Say, everybody has a part to play in it, but we cannot be divided within ourselves and contribute without our wholeness. And in order to really activate the wholeness, we have to acknowledge the divinity of our being. You cannot think that being a human eater or a human feeder is foundation for your success in life. So we have been divided by virtue of religion initially, in terms of what gods we worship, what scripts we know. Then we've divided by the miseducation, literacy. The planet is not being undermined by illiterate people. The planet is actually being undermined by well-educated people. People are being supported in their oppression by well-educated people who have been degreed to participate in the miseducation, the religious indoctrination, and to be the profiteers of the marginalization, the anesthetization, the intoxication, the incarceration, the violation, the subjugation and domination of the populace. As psychologists and psychiatrists and nurses and doctors and surgeons and police officers and judges and all of the ones who get up and go to work in their suit and ties and uniforms and robes and have not had a greater thought than the lies that we have been told. Get a good job, get your education, accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You understand that we have all of these ones preaching prosperity, but they've never really reinforced you in understanding that you will never have a wealth that is greater than yourself. You will never have a wealth that is greater than your life. You will never have a true substance of anything that is more valuable than who and what you already are, but naked. How is it that these ones who have made it their business to influence us have not really ever taken the time to realign and reattune themselves to the purpose in existence in our being, the assurance of the progression of our lineages, and coming to a point and place where we're no nonsense, no compromise, and we are consistently allowing ourselves to be in a place and space where we have the receptivity to be able to respond correctly and directly to what is needed in a now moment. But we have so many ones who are overlooking the need there is in our now moment. The need for women, for mothers, for children to no longer be enslaved to their appetites by virtue of the behavior modifying chemicals that are in that garbage that they call food that is so readily available in all communities all over the planet. We are in a now moment where we have to realize the divinity of who and what we already are as intelligences of existence, perfectly and divinely designed, that the breath is the animating, maintaining, sustaining force of our lives, and to be in a place and space where we realize that the body, perfectly and divinely designed, is should be 80% highly charged mineralized water, as the earth is 80% water. And that water is intelligence. And it is an infinitude, it is a faculty of the gift of life. That the planet is literally 80% water. And our bodies are so perfectly and divinely designed that we were never designed to eat any of the stuff that they call food. That food in and of itself is a tool of oppression, and that all of the sickness, illness, and dis-ease that has become pandemic from AIDS to zits is because of this stuff that they call food, the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of birds and chickens and ostriches and hens and all of the stuff. And caviar is the roe of the sturgeon, you know, the fish eggs of the fish sturgeon and whatnot. And this is like delicacy for these ones. I'm just saying that we're in a now moment where we have to realize that the planet is here to support the evolutionary soul development of gods and goddesses unfolding. And the food or fuel of gods and goddesses? Are your herbs, your fresh fruit, your vegetation, things with seed, and the intelligence that we're immersed in to realize that there's more in the air than we think that is there? And to be in a place and space where we're consistently and consciously dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence spinning in eternity already, and accepting that our destiny is off the planet, not to be buried in the planet, not to be succumbed by all of the garbage in the body that wasn't able to get out, but to really be in a place where we are in the progressive soul evolutionary unfoldment as conscious immortals and citizens of the cosmic. To realize that America is a corporation. It requires a president. It really doesn't have citizens. But we each, because the Earth herself is a citizen of the cosmic, as all of the other planets, heavens, hells, and realms. And we have come into this realm for this period of called life, Earth residency, because we are in the school of life. And we're choosing our curriculums daily in terms of what is the requisite for our stepping in and walking in the integrity of who we are as intelligences of existence, not as black people and white people and red people and yellow people and not people of color and hue, but to come to a point where we realize that the ultimate blessing and gift and divinity is the multiplicity of diversity, that the intelligence of existence has given itself shape and form in many hues, many forms. We're in existing by virtue of nothing but it. And to come to the mindset where we realize that we are these elements of its own presence, and we're immersed in nothing but the divinity of existence itself. And so we're having to really reshape our gaze. We're having to be mindful of the beauty of existence. We're having to be mindful of the intelligence and the divinity of all being. We're having to really come to a point where we sit down and be quiet and shut up and get to that place of perfect peace in knowing how absolutely blessed we each are with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. We have been undermined by a food industry, death food industry, health food industry. Life is not industry. And to have industrialized it has been part of the progression of the deficiencies and that which is the evidence of the wealth of the people having been usurped. Because everybody has life. Everybody has life. Life is everybody's gift. And there's no greater gift and there's no greater wealth than why is there impoverishment? Why are the people poor? Because of all of the food, the breakfast cereals, the cow's milk, the cheese, the eggs, that which creates so much mucus and so much blockage and obstruction of our lungs and our bronchioles and our cells and whatnot. So I am so thankful to be a voice on behalf of our liberation. And to be one who is articulating that liberation has to happen at the cellular level, because the methodology of our oppression has been to oppress our cellular functioning. So to be made with trillions of cells that are made with even so many, 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 many more atoms, and that the atom itself can only be seen through atomic microscopes, and when they see it, there's nothing there, so they think. But it is like one of the smallest elements of pure intelligence and power. And we've got trillions and trillions of it already. But we have been slowed down to the degree to which we're hardly ever in the electromagnetic frequency of the height and the frequency of the energy of being all that we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is presence, that is intelligence, that is energy, that is light, that is the evidence of the personification of deity that is in these bodies. Here to establish heaven on earth as earth is already in heaven. And so our coming to a point and place where we realize the work there is your realigning with the integrity of the awesomeness of the divinity and the sanctity and the sacredness of your life. And that your car doesn't have more value than your life. And the money doesn't have the value of your breath. And your children deserve your respect and your honor to nourish them. And if you don't know how to nourish them, then you better ask somebody. But when you see your children blowing up, and when you see your children delayed in their development, when you see your children are acting out, can't be still, can't pay attention, can't, you understand? No, there is something that you're having to take responsibility to do differently. We are in a now moment where the divine feminine is being called to remember and being called to rise. We never had to be licensed, certified, and degreed to be women. But the intelligence of our being and the duty, obligation, and responsibility of who we are as women and who we are as men has been usurped by a system of oppression and the progression of the errors of the bloodlines of a people who were so severely insecure, in fear, that they felt as though their only way to survive here is to make sure that they go on this world-conquering rampage that has morphed into a global initiative of depopulation and genocide, where food is the tool of oppression, and then the weapons of mass destruction are the white sugar, the most pervasively misused and abused drug in the world, which are given to children with, in combination with artificial colors and flavors and behavior modifiers and whatnot, so that children are not able to function as intelligences of existence that they have been referred to as kids, and they are not in the integrity of the divinity of themselves. And it is society that supports this. It is a capitalistic system that requires slaves, that is intended to marginalize, anesthetize, inebriate, intoxicate. And we can no longer participate with an agenda that is not the Creator's will, that is not in the best interest of every order of existence, because the intelligence of existence, or that which is the manifestation and womb manifestation of the source of all being directly, has intended for all of itself to continually unfold and be exalted as divinity personified. And so for all of those ones who care to be freed from whatever your sickness, illness, disease, diagnosis, prognosis, and whatnot, then realize that you have to remember the divinity of yourself, that you are this point of this absolute and supreme intelligence, that absolute and supreme intelligence that is beating your heart, breathing you, has perfectly and divinely designed you, intended for your body to be cleansing daily, that you are in a place and space where you have the opportunity to support that body, your body's natural functioning, but you cannot do it eating that which has no life force, eating that which is dead, eating that which is chemically assaulted with all kinds of garbage, to get to a point and place where it's not just about changing the diet. It is about remembering that cleansing, it says cleanliness is godliness. Cleansing is the order of this day. Cleansing consistently, and knowing that the body is so intelligent that when you stop eating meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, sugar, pancakes, waffles, breads, biscuits, and whatnot, particularly as the first thing that you ingest in the day, your body's going to be cleansing anyway. And so we're encouraging you to care, to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, to stand and to walk and to live and to exalt a full effort, so that we are emerging upon the planet as the evidence of the queendoms and kingdoms of God represented. To know that our miseducation system has not given us a greater initiative. Those ones who are in whatever degree of government, city government, county government, state government, federal government, national government, whatever government there is, if you are not attuned to the order of the whole and the cosmic order and the eternal order and the kingdom of God, God being law, light, life, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, and the care to work on behalf of the wholeness of everybody. If you don't have that, then you cannot really qualify as government here. We're in a place and space where it matters that we come to this mindset of being whole with ourselves, being in a place and space where our desire, our intention, our effort, our imagination, our gifts, our talents, our skills, and our abilities are all activated with a deep desire to be aligned in the truth of who and whose we are as living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. That is all there is as existence itself. We each are here to function and walk in the light of the truth of who we are as gods and goddesses unfolding, creating heaven on earth and being stars in our galaxy and influencing everything towards the greater good. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And so I am so grateful and so thankful that we dwell in an absolutely perfect reality, and that perfection is actually an inherent part of existence itself. I'm so grateful and so thankful for the realization that perfection is an inherent part of existence, just as justice is an inherent part of existence. And love is the evidence of how blessed we each are with each and every breath, and the gift of life that is the evidence of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is so great, so phenomenal, that it has perfectly and divinely designed us. And it consistently, continuously forgives us for anything and everything that we did against ourselves, because it continues to empower us with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. We're having to come to a point and place where we care to do nothing to undermine ourselves, and we care to do everything that we possibly can to be cleared and cleansed from the violations that have been charged upon us. And so it matters that we care to do this work. It matters that it's not something that you are literally hating to do. You have to create some enthusiasm. You understand that you have options here, that you do not have to be in a place and space where you continue to do the same old thing and not be happy with what you're creating. You can recreate, and you can activate the gifts that you've been given with your imaging, to imagine it, to feel it, to see what it really feels like, to accept that your body is perfectly and divinely designed, and I can be completely healed through my clearing, my cleansing, my purification, that my body is my temple where I live and where I dwell. And dwelling in a clean body is going to give us a greater clarity and a greater frame of reference and mindset to have an understanding and an understanding as to the capacity that we have to create whatever it is we can vision for ourselves, for life, for our communities, for our families, for our country, for our world. And coming to a point and place where we realize that it doesn't matter where we are upon the planet, that we are completely held in the ever-embracing arms of the absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. And so now we're having to be very conscious and conscientious of that, very mindful of it. Be in a place where we're respectful and reverencing, appreciating, loving, expressing our gratitude and feeling with every fiber of our being how great the blessing is. See, because what we embody, what it is we're saying to ourselves, how we're actually feeling is helping to create or recreate our circumstances and conditions internally. And dwelling in a perfect peace and perfect poise in remembering what you have been brought through so much. You understand? We can all celebrate something that we've come through. You understand? And we didn't necessarily know how we were going to make it through, but we've come through it. We're at a different point and place in our maturation, our maturity in life. And no matter what the situation and circumstance is, sometimes you just have to remember how blessed you are to have come through it. And that if you've come through it, there's nothing else that you cannot accomplish, because you didn't come through this just to come to a point where you don't do. You can't be. You're marginalized, anesthetized, inebriated, intoxicated, and that's going to be your reality. That's a condition and a situation. It's not your truth. And so I'm thankful to be the one to remind us of our truth. You understand? The absolute truth that we are these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. I can't even say it enough. You understand? You haven't heard it enough for all of what we've internalize and what we're hearing and what we're paying attention to. And so many ones are having to turn their social media off all the time because there's so much distraction. So much distraction. And are coming to a point and place where we are no longer distracted, because we are literally remembering with the green of the trees and the flowers and the bees and the birds and all of that, and all of those who are tending to the elements of the earth, all of those who are allowing themselves to be about the filtration of the water, all of those who are working every day to really separate and be a part of the waste management. When you got millions of people, then yeah, it matters how you manage the waste, because there's a lot of waste. And our realizing that most of the pollution that is in the waters and on the earth is the refuse from what I refer to as the corporate deities of death, and how they've packaged all of the substance of that which constitutes the filth that is now concentrated and held in the tissues and the fibers of the being. But we have leverage over it. We can come to this place and space where we release and let go of any sense of helplessness or hopelessness, because the sun is still blazing, the earth is still spinning. We are immersed in the divinity of the infinity of possibilities. And you are able to become and to give a living testament and be the living testimonial of the glory and the victory and the triumph of the Creator's love, light, wisdom, truth, compassion, mercy, and whatnot. You understand? You say, he who was out sin cast the first stone. And I'm saying, we've all missed the mark to some degree, but we don't have to linger in our sinfulness. We don't have to linger in violation. We don't have to linger in trepidation. We don't have to linger in fear and fallacies. when we consciously realize that we are immersed in absolute and supreme intelligence, that is divinity of existence itself, and nobody can give you greater. And the intention of the society to have us in places and spaces where we are so preoccupied with things. And it's okay, because the things are a reflection of what we've brought into manifestation by virtue of our imagination, our creativity, the utilization of the woods coming from the trees, the metals coming from the earth, the sand and whatnot. We're using the components of the earth and the intelligence of God to create everything that we see. But we can never create anything greater than ourselves. And so I'm the one urging us to make the commitments to step into the greatness of ourselves, to be in a place and space where it matters. And you get started by your caring to do more in your life than just work yourself to death. It starts with you caring to do more in your life than eating yourself to death. It becomes a matter of your intention to honor your gift and to be a gift and to be a blessing. And to acknowledge the blessing that you already are immersed in the phenomenalness, the blessedness, the miraculousness of being, and that you are specially blessed because you're in a now moment where we have so many beautiful spirits of love, light, wisdom, and truth, of capacity and intelligence, of creativity and phenomenal mental capacity, that we can create whatever we love upon the planet, but we cannot do it and be a detriment to ourselves. And so it matters that we care. It matters that we put forth an effort. It matters that we are in a place and space where we are calling and invoking the greatness of the lineages through whom we've come, through our cellular liberation, through our hydration, our oxygenation, our opening up the channels of elimination, the skin being the largest eliminative organ. So sweating these poisons out and really utilizing that which is of the earth, the clays, the salts, the herbs, the fresh fruit, the vegetation, to really fuel the body, and being in a place and space where you are realizing the shift that needs to happen in terms of the realization of the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of all of life, to be an advocate on behalf of all orders of being having the right to their lives, and being in a place and space where we're fully repentive and we're doing the cleansing, the consecration, so that we are freed from the shame, the guilt, the blame, as well as the chemicals and the residues from having been fed like kids and fully adulterated by 21. I'll be forward in just a bit.
The Kirkwood Neighbors Organization presents the 22nd Annual Kirkwood Spring Fling and Tour of Homes on May 17th and 18th at Bessie Branham Park, located at 2051 Delano Drive in Atlanta. This event features live music, art, food, kids' activities, a 5K road race, the Wing Fling Competition, and a tour of homes. On Saturday, May 17th, the 5K road race kicks off at 8 a.m., followed by the festival from noon to 8 p.m. The tour of homes in the historic neighborhood is open on both Saturday, May 17th and Sunday, May 18th from noon to 5 p.m. This event will take place rain or shine. All proceeds from the Spring Fling and Tour of Homes will be reinvested into the Kirkwood neighborhood to support local schools, parks, and community programs. For tickets and more information, the website is kirkwoodfling.com. That's kirkwoodfling.com. This has been another public service announcement brought to you by your listener-sponsored and supported community radio station, WRFG 89.3 FM and WRFG.org.
We are immersed in nothing but the love of our Creator. We're immersed in nothing but the love of our Creator, the source of all being, the intelligence of existence itself. We are immersed in the stardust of the galaxy. We are immersed in the eternity in which we are traveling. We're immersed in the gift and the blessedness in being, with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. We're surrounded by absolute and supreme intelligence that we have access to. We're immersed in that which is so sacred, that is so divine. And we've been taught to disregard it, to disrespect it, to dishonor it. And we are these points of it. And so I'm the one who cares to remind us of the sanctity and the sacredness of being. And the miracle that we each are. That if anything had been different with our parents, if the body temperature had been different, if the alkaline acid vibration of the womb and the sperm had been different, we may not have made it here. And so I'm asking us to cultivate within every fiber of our being the gratitude and the thanksgiving that allows us to be in a full reverence or appreciation and an attitude of gratefulness. And no matter what the situation or circumstance, you are able to transform it. No matter what the situation and circumstance, we are able to transform it, transcend it, transmute it to serve our greater good. And it matters that we care. And so I'm going to reiterate, we are immersed in nothing but absolute and supreme intelligence. We're immersed in nothing but the love of our Creator. We're immersed in the sanctity and the divinity of being. Each of us, no matter where we are, and to dwell in that thought, to be in that mindset, gives you something more than feeling like you in the belly of the beast. It gives you something more than thinking that you're in a situation that is hopeless, that you're helpless. You are not. And because we are immersed in the intelligence of being, and there's water in the air and air in the water, and we have the capacity to restore and resubstantiate the body to being 80% highly charged mineralized water, knowing that there were certain things we've heard all of our lives, and fast through fasting and prayer, the desires of your heart will be granted unto you. Now, we're fasting every day for a period, but when we break fast, it should be with that which is water-based. We're resubstantiating the body to be highly charged, mineralized water. That's what the minerals provide us, is the charge. To realize that as an intelligence, you have the capacity for thought. and you have the capacity for speech. And we were told that in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And the clearer and the cleaner we get in terms of restoring the intelligence of our being to being 80% highly charged water, realizing that water is the intelligence through which all good comes, we can reprogram it. And the programming, you can whisper to your water. You can charge your water with your tones. Just have a glass of water. Even the tap water can be transformed with the intelligence of your being in absolute love. There is a love and gratitude molecule, Dr. Emoto, who did The Power of Water. And then there's a video called What the Bleep Do We Know that came out years ago that talks about the power of water. Now, when your body is no longer 80% water and it's 80% sludge, 80% acid, 80% mucus, 80% garbage, 80% waste, then you don't have the same power. But you can still charge your water with your prayers. You can speak into your water. I give thanks that you are renewing every cell of my being. But you have to have the faith and the knowing that you have the power of the word, and you have the power of your intention, and you have the power of your care and your love. And see, when you dwell, and this is why I'm reminding us that we're dwelling by virtue of the love of our Creator. So why are we not loving our Creator? We were told to love it with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might. And that loving means that you're permeating and penetrating every atom and every cell of your being with your gratitude and thanksgiving and the awareness and the acknowledgement of being this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. You are a presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and your word, when you are clear in the love of your presence, in the love of all presence, when you are not a detriment to yourself or anyone else, your word has more power and authority to transcend, transform, and transmute everything to serve your greater good, particularly when you have the intention to be about the greatness and the good and the whole and the phenomenalness of yourself. Everybody don't want you to be phenomenal. Some people just want you to be addicted to whatever they're selling so that they can continue to sell it. You understand? And I'm saying, water is programmable. Water holds the intention. It holds the frequency and the vibration of your pain, your disdain, your hatred, whatever. The waters of your cells are going to be impacted and affected by whatever the dominant emotions that you're experiencing are. And so that's why I'm reminding us to dwell in our gratitude and our thanksgiving for the blessedness in being. That's why I consistently apply myself to consistently sowing these seeds so that you stop being in a place where you feel helpless when you are not. I'm wanting you to feel the power of your love and the power of the Creator's love for you and the power of aligning yourselves through care, through commitment, through cleansing, through purification, to be renewed and rebirthed, to be charged, to be in a place and space where your gratitude and your thanksgiving is overflowing and it is touching everything. You're radiating it. When people talk about the heart chakra opening, you understand, or they want to decalcify their pineal glands or whatever, I'm saying you have to hydrate the entire body. You have to be about the business of consuming that which is water-based. You have to get that which is mineralizing, but you have to do the inner work of the clearing, the cleansing, and the purification from all of the sludge that has come and stayed as a result of the paste that's created with flour and water, your pancakes, waffles, breads, biscuits, noodles, pastas, pastries, croissants, donuts, muffins, you understand, biscuits, dinner rolls. It's all of that. Yes, all of that. Now, you're talking decades of that. decades of that. So it's not just about you changing the diet and you just drinking tons of water. You can't even drink enough water to get that stuff through your system.
Well, how am I going to do it, sister?
You got to care. You have to care to do it, right? You have to care. So tons of fresh fruit. Fruit has water.
Well, it ain't got no seed.
But you ain't been eating seeds anyway. You understand? I'm just saying the water is still in the fruit. It can be programmed. You can acknowledge the intelligence of it and invoke it. Where we would sit at the dinner table with fried chicken and macaroni and cheese and all of this stuff that really has no life force, and then say, I bless this food that we're about to receive for the nourishment of our bodies. You understand? In Jesus' name, we pray and whatnot. And it did not give that food any greater vitality. And that's how come you could pray all day and all night. It didn't stop the cancer. It didn't stop the heart disease. It didn't stop any of the issues that people are having. No matter how much they went to church, no matter how much they recited the scripts, no matter how good they sang those gospels, you understand? Because we're still dealing with the reality of the perfection of our being and the perfection of all being. And that law is an inherent part of being, and justice is an inherent part of existence. And so we still have to clear, cleanse, and consecrate and purify. And water is one of those things that we begin to ingest. But when you're eating meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, and fish, you can't drink enough water. And that's why they tell you, oh, you need 8 glasses of water a day. But then people are saying, oh, well, you know, the fluid is building up in my legs and, you know, and I can't. I say, well, that's waste. It's not water. Because if it was water, then you would be urinating it out. It's not the water that's filling up your body. It's waste. Because the cleaner you eat, the more the body's cleansing. The more hydrating foods, things that you get that fuel your system, fueling is oxygenating. Breathe deeper. Realize that the life is in the breath and the life is in the blood. And so to charge the blood with more life, you have to breathe deeper. You have to oxygenate it. And the blood should be the consistency of water. And then when you put mucus in there, when you put eggs and cheese and all of the paste and all that, the blood gets thick. And that's why they put people on blood thinners. And then tell you don't eat any greens, because the greens and the oxygenation that you get from the chlorophyll helps to oxygenate the blood. And so, being perfectly and divinely designed, accept it. Your body's trying to cleanse daily. So start the day with the warm water. Start the day making sure that you get what you need to open up that bowel, because the excess waste that people carry. See, and we're in a pandemic of obesity because we're eating that which has no capacity for fueling the system. And it may be making money, but making money is not the purpose in existence. Ensuring the continuation, the exaltation, the evolutionary development of us as soul beings is the purpose in being here. Clearing past life karma and coming to a point and place where we dare to exert the courage and whatnot to speak life into every fiber of our being, to really stand on behalf of life itself, to advocate for all ones to be in the intelligence of the one that we each are, each given its special gifts, and the intelligence of existence is so intelligent. And so we want you to be very much committed to standing on behalf of life. You're in a now moment of eternity where you have been supported with the voice of liberation and resurrection. This is Adama, heraldess of the eternal, in the meeting of the inner circle. I love you with the perfect love. Continue to rejoice in the blessedness of your being and be the blessing you are. Good night.